Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You are a mirror. You're the most important, significant, number one feature as to how they view themselves in every area, physically, mentally, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, physiologically, every way you want to name it. When you are talking about your mate, is your mate excited to hear what you're going to say because they know you're going to be supportive, loving, encouraging?
The truth is, only a small part of communication actually involves words. In fact, you may be saying more to your spouse with your actions than you ever could in a conversation. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Today we're taking a look at effective communication in marriage, a relationship that hinges on both verbal and nonverbal interaction. Up next, Dr. Young presents a helpful message called Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment. We're looking at the proven truth you need for a great marriage when The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young continues after this quick break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we begin today's program, Dr. Young wants to send you his 365-day devotional book, Standing on the Promises of God, which gives you daily inspirational thoughts designed to help you understand and claim God's proven truth in your life. This book is our gift to thank you for your renewed financial support of The Winning Walk broadcast as we begin this new year of ministry. So please, request your copy of Standing on the Promises of God when you call us today with your gift. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now, here's Dr. Young with his message, Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment.
Good marriages and poor marriages have one thing in common. Communication. And let me tell you something, you do not just naturally know how to communicate. Communication is a learned art. People ask many times about speaking and say, you speak in the church, are you nervous? Do you have butterflies? Yes, I always have butterflies. Anyone who speaks who does not have butterflies, you don't even need to stand up. The difference is I have my butterflies flying in formation. And there's an art to communication. And we know that in every marriage there is communication. And we know that some people have yet not learned how to communicate. Now, there are all kinds of communication. There's communication that we would call emotional communication, in the sense that we pump each other, we touch each other, we build each other up verbally. That is emotional communication. And then we know there's physical communication. This is sexual intimacy. This is embracing. This is holding. This is winking. And there is other kinds of communication. We would talk about spiritual communication. There are some people that have never prayed with their mate. They never sat down together, knelt together, had a time together at a meal or anywhere else where the wife would pray and the husband would pray or one would lead in prayer. That is spiritual communication. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, most of us are not very good communicators. I'm not talking about a public thing. I'm talking about an intimate, private thing, communicating with your wife, because most of us don't understand what communication is all about. Words are 7% of communication. 38% of communication is tone of your voice. You can say no. You can say no. You can say no. 55% of communication is facial expression and body language. Body. Facial. I always wonder about preachers. You see preachers, they have these big old pulpits up here, and they stay behind the big old pulpits up here. They may be good communicators, but I can tell them if they would get rid of the pulpit and get out behind the pulpit, their communication level would just go shoo. Now, I read a scripture, And we see that this marriage was destroyed because of poor communication. You say, wait a minute, wasn't that Samson and that Philistine woman? Didn't they get married? That's exactly right. And she did not have a name, so we're going to call the Philistine woman Phyllis. So Samson and Phyllis, and you remember, did you listen to the scripture? You could read that whole passage. Most of us are familiar with it. Samson was going through the Philistine area. He looked over there and saw her and said, man, that is a knockout. What a gal. Went home and said, Dad, that's who I want to marry. Go get her for me. Never met her, never talked to her. Man, she was knocked out. And so his dad said, isn't there somebody of our faith? Isn't there somebody who's an Israelite, somebody who's like us, somebody in our culture you can marry? Oh, no, he said, she's the one for me. After all, Samson was the heavyweight champion of the world. The heavyweight champion of the world. And so, as was tradition that day, the father went and they arranged the marriage, and the marriage took place in Philistia. And what happened? Right out of the chute of the marriage. They'd been married only a few days, and Samson, you know, he was bombastic, and he said, I'll tell you, I propose a little gaming activity here. He gave a riddle to the Philistines and said, if you can answer this riddle within a week, and he promised he'd give them 30 changes of raiments, which was a large bet in that day. I mean, this wasn't just, you know, let's flip coins in the backyard at the wedding reception. This was a big league gambling thing involving what we would say today, thousands of dollars in the currency of that time. And so all the Philistines couldn't figure it out. They just couldn't get the bet. So they went to his new wife, Phyllis, and said, Phyllis, you're the Philistine. You're one of us, and we're going to lose all this money. Tell us the answer. And she went to Samson. Samson wouldn't tell her. And she said, you won't tell me. I'm your wife. Oh, me, you don't really love me. You don't trust me. And all of a sudden, Samson told her, and she told all of her brothers and her family, and they told Samson, and Samson knew he'd been deceived by his wife. He'd been married to by only a few days. Let me tell you something, husband, wife, do not share pillow talk with anybody. And so what happened? You could guess what happened. Man, Samson went into rage. He killed 30 innocent people, paid off his debt, and he went home to mama. He went home to his parents. Now, what happened to this relationship? First of all, Phyllis talked too much, right? She talked too much. She turned her husband only a few days. She talked too much. Samson didn't talk enough. Things weren't going right. He went home to his parents. He didn't go to try to work it out with his wife. They started off with two or three strikes against them, didn't they? You can see it almost there immediately. He married outside the faith. He married someone evidently wasn't approved of by his parents. A Philistine man was his best man. His friends did not even go to the wedding. You see all these strikes against you. You say, oh, I love him. I love her so much. But let me tell you, a bad beginning is hard to overcome, but it can be overcome if there is communication. She talked too much. He didn't talk enough. So let's talk about a relationship between a man and his wife. Let's talk about communication. Let's get down to practical stuff so nobody will be confused. What blocks communication between you and your mate? Or in Western tradition, you and your partner? Because that's what your mate is. Both of you own 50% of the marriage. What blocks communication? What are barriers? What are the things you stumble over that keeps you from understanding your mate or your mate from understanding you? What's some of the things? Because communication is a challenge. Here is a husband who wants to say something to his wife, okay? He knows what he wants to say. And then he says something else, not exactly what he wants to say. He says something else to his wife. His wife hears something else. She understands something else. She wants to say something else and back to her husband, but she says this back to her husband and he hears something entirely different. There are eight little steps in your speaking and your mate speaking, and look how communication breaks down in the process, right?
Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment, and there's more proven truth for marriage ahead, so stay with us. As I mentioned earlier, we want to send you a copy of Dr. Young's 365-day devotional book called Standing on the Promises of God. This special devotional gives you daily inspirational thoughts based on the proven truth of Scripture, and it's designed to help you spend moments each day remembering God's faithfulness in this new year. Standing on the Promises of God is our gift to you to thank you for your renewed financial support of this Winning Walk broadcast. So request your copy when you call and give your renewal gift today. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And stay with us. The Winning Walk returns after this short break.
What blocks communication? Schedules. The rat race. Did you know the average time a husband and wife spend talking together per week is 27 and a half minutes?
That's coming up next here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today's message, as well as the entire Ten Commandments of Marriage series you're hearing this week, is available on CD or DVD. And you'll find it when you visit our online store at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can now follow The Winning Walk on Twitter. Follow us and get encouragement from your favorite radio program. Our username is @WinningWalk. That's @WinningWalk. Now here's Dr. Young again to continue his message, Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment.
What blocks communication? Well, some things very obviously. Schedules. The rat race. Man, I look at schedules of people, particularly with young children. It is astounding to me. Pick them up over here, and Sally's got this, and Bill's got this, and here's Little League, and here is ballet, and here's homework, and here's a birthday party. And by the way, you remember your cousin called, and your mother, you know, she needs you to help her, and all these things. And our schedules are so full. We're in a rat race. We're going faster and getting faster. And the rat race many times keeps us from communicating. We're just moving too fast through this thing. Too fast. Did you know the average time a husband and wife spend talking together per week is 27 and a half minutes? Per week. Because we're tired, we're moving fast, therefore there's no communication. The rat race, the schedule keeps us from doing it. And kids keeps us from communicating, right? Let me tell you something. If kids are the focus of your marriage, and they're the primary focus of your marriage is already in trouble. Because your mate is going to be with you the rest of your life. That's God's plan. But the children, they just, you know, the syndrome, the squeaky wheel always gets the grease. It's hard to ignore a fourth grader who has to solve this problem or she won't pass in the morning when the test is given. It's hard to ignore that, isn't it? It's hard to ignore a sophomore girl in college who comes home hysterical saying, everybody's saying bad things about me at school. You see, here's the problem, here's the tension. And when you have children, man, they're just bang, 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 and they just vie for time and tension and money and interest and love and discipline, all those things. So many times kids keep a husband and wife from communicating one another, right? Certainly, certainly. Another thing that keeps them communicating, television. Oh, yeah. 27 and a half minutes talking, but how much television? Now, television isn't necessarily a bad thing if you can talk during television. You know, you can communicate about what's going on. And Joe Beth and I do that. I said, do you see that quarterback, you know? But you can dialogue, and it can be a point of interest there when you're dealing. But television takes up hunks of our time, and it covers over covers over the need to communicate with your mate. Another thing is the fear of conflict keeps us from communicating, doesn't it? You know, if we start talking about something, we're going to get in an argument. So let's just skip around over here and let's not really deal with anything. Let's not talk about anything, because every time we talk seriously, somebody gets mad, somebody gets upset, and the marriage gets in trouble. So we just pack all this down. I like this floor. You just pack it down. You know, not the carpet. You can really make noise up here. Excuse me, I didn't mean to wake you up, sir. I apologize. So, things that block communication, we know. Now, let's talk about levels of communication. Dr. David Mace, who's an authority on the family, has written some levels of communication. And there are some basic levels of communication we need to understand. All of us would admit you need to communicate with your mate. And now let's talk about levels, because most of us like to keep it shallow. And that's tragic, because only in deeper levels do you really have the intimacy that really the man and the wife both crave. But sometimes we don't get it. So what are some of the levels of communication? First is the cliche level. You know what that is, don't you? You say, it's a beautiful day. Sure is. Things are going well. Right on. Good to see you. Good to see you. How are you? I am fine. We've got all these little cliches. Don't mean a thing. You know, if we go down the hall sometime, we do this not only with our mates, but other people say, how are you? If they go into a diatribe of what all they're going through, well, I just said, how are you? I really didn't want to know. How are you? So we just communicate with our mates on a cliche level. That's very safe there. The next level we communicate is on a fact level. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. Did you see what the president said? It's facts. You know, I was reading a book. In this book, it said, just facts. We keep everything very factual. That's safe, isn't it? Just talk about facts, and you talk about facts, and he or she talks about facts. You just deal with facts, and you do little cliches. A lot of marriages just go along like this for a long, long time. Just go along. Keep everything glossed over. The third level is opinion. The opinion. Opinion communication. Oh, you're getting in a little trouble here. I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm going to tell you what I think. You know, it's my opinion that we should. It's my opinion we ought not. It is my opinion. And all of a sudden, you're getting a little deeper, aren't you? Just cliches and facts, but you start giving opinions. But then you get to the fourth and fifth levels. That's when the marriage begins to thrive, begins to grow, and there's a coming together of the husband and the wife. You begin to express your feelings. This is what I feel. This is what I sense. This is what I would like. This is what I want. You express your feelings. The marriage grows deeper. And the deepest level, you express your needs. You know, I need for you just to hug me. Or I need for us just to sit down and talk. I need just some space here. And let me be quiet for a while. I need, you're able and open to express your opinions. You're able and open to express your feelings. You're able and open to express your needs. Now, you have to be careful here. A lot of people take their marriage to a deep level, and they don't know how to handle expressing need, expressing feelings. For example, you say, you know, I need for you to, let me just say, I need for you to lose 16 pounds. You really need to lose. I wouldn't go there. You see, you need to start off in sort of a light level. You got to have timing in this, folks. If you don't have timing and communicate with your mate, I can't teach you a thing, and the Bible can't teach you a thing.
Thou shalt not use the silent treatment, part of our Ten Commandments for the thriving marriage God intends for you. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Remember, we want to send you your copy of Standing on the Promises of God, a 365-day devotional book written by Dr. Young that takes you one step further in the process of understanding and claiming God's proven truth for your life in this new year. Standing on the Promises of God is our gift to thank you for your renewed financial support of this Winning Walk broadcast. So request your copy when you call and give your renewal gift today. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. We'll return right after this break with more from The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we rejoin Dr. Young, I want to remind you the entire series that today's message is part of is available on CD or DVD. Order the entire Ten Commandments of Marriage series when you visit our online store at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can now follow The Winning Walk on Twitter. For daily encouragement, follow us at Winning Walk. Now again, here's Dr. Young with his message, Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment.
For example, you come home and say, you know, and your wife says, what do you want to eat tonight? And you say, you know, I would like just, you know, let's just have breakfast tonight, cook some eggs, and, you know, let's really have a big breakfast. And she cooks and stuff over like that, you know, and she comes back and says, you know, I really want to go out. Well, why don't you tell me? You know this guy, it's timing, but you get level where you can express feelings and needs and emotions, what your fears, what your anxieties, what your problems are, and your mate can respond to it. And this is a level of communication. Now, this is all fine and light and airy, and you sit there and say, yeah, you know, that's right. Sounds good to me. And boy, I sure need to go to a deeper level of communication, and I need to watch my words and watch my timing. I need to be sensitive. But let me say two things you have to remember. Just two things, not 22 things. Two things you have to remember if you're going to have a marriage where there is real, genuine, vibrant, growing appreciation and communication. You got to have these two things. You got to remember these two things. Number one, you got to remember that you are a mirror to your mate. You are a mirror to your mate. It's the most important mirror your husband or your wife will ever look into is when they look at you and how you reflect them. See, how you reflect them is all important. You got it? You are a mirror. You're the most important, significant, number one feature as to how they view themselves in every area, physically, mentally, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, physiologically, every way you want to name it. You're a mirror to your mate. We must not forget that. That is to be constant in our minds. It's a basic absolute. Now, because I'm a mirror to my mate and you're a mirror to my mate, let me say two things under that. Number one, turn off the negatives. Turn off the negatives. When you are talking about your mate, is your mate excited to hear what you're going to say because they know you're going to be supportive, loving, encouraging? You're going to be positive. You're going to be on their side. Everybody likes all of that. Or are they afraid you're going to reject them? You're going to criticize them? You're going to embarrass them? Turn off the negatives.
Proven truth for marriage directly from God's Word. That's our message from Dr. Ed Young called Thou Shalt Not Use the Silent Treatment. Remember, you can request a copy of Dr. Young's 365-day devotional book, Standing on the Promises of God, when you call The Winning Walk today. It's our gift to thank you for your renewed financial support of this Winning Walk broadcast. Request your copy when you call with your gift today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And thanks for studying the proven truth of God's Word with us today. I hope you'll join us on Tuesday as we continue our study of godly communication in marriage. See you tomorrow here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.